Among the pending four free trade agreements under consideration by Congress at this time, the FTA between the U.S. and Colombia may have the greatest difficulty of passage based on labor issues and previous violence in that nation. But Acting Agriculture Secretary Chuck Conner says the FTA would provide incentive for Colombia to continue its economic and social reforms, but more importantly,
the Colombian Free Trade Agreement, again, we believe offers many, many opportunities for American agriculture. You have heard us say many times that we believe that the Colombian Free Trade Agreement does level the playing field for our producers.
That is why the acting secretary and U.S. Trade Representative Susan Schwab will soon head a delegation to visit with Colombian government, business, labor, and agricultural leaders in the next few weeks.
We intend to take members of Congress so that they can see and we can see in person the transformation of the Colombian people and their government and all that they have undertaken in recent years to revive their own economy and to reduce violence in that country.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.